Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist, founder of Eckert Center, every Wednesday morning. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
A great topic we've kicked off last week and will continue for the next little while, languishing versus flourishing. And I guess through June and July, Kimberly, you're exploring the growing trend of languishing and breaking down the antidote by introducing the five vitamins of flourishing for you and your family.
Yes, and so today I'm going to explain the dual continuum model of mental health proposed by Dr. Corey Keyes. So don't be afraid, listeners. That's a big mouthful that I just said, but it's so important for everybody to understand that mental well-being is not just the absence of mental illness. And in fact, people with mental illness can be flourishing. So Corey Keyes has described two continuums that run and are important to consider. So this is like the old days of the x-axis and the y-axis, but I want you to think about in your mind a horizontal line, and on one end is mental illness and on the other end is no mental illness. And then I want you to see a vertical line. The top of that vertical line is flourishing, and at the bottom of that same line is languishing.
Okay.
It's these two dual or two lines that are really important to understand flourishing and languishing and what that looks like if you have a mental illness and if you don't. So the cross-section of both of these lines creates these four distinct quadrants. A person who falls in the upper left quadrant, for instance, will have a diagnosed mental illness, but still displays behaviors and emotions consistent with flourishing. So that person is in pretty good shape for mental well-being. Likewise, a person in the lower right quadrant does not have a diagnosed mental illness, but still displays characteristics associated with languishing. That person is not doing very well. Their mental well-being is very low. It is this latter category of people that are of most concern to Dr. Keyes. According to him, these individuals are at high risk of developing a mental illness and shifting to the graph's lower left quadrant. This means that it is crucial for us to intervene. So as parents, if you're listening, this is what I really want you to pay attention to. Preventative measures must be implemented to take you or your child from faltering to flourishing. So just because you don't meet DSM criteria for mental illness doesn't mean all is well. It's really important for us to pay attention to the signs of languishing.
Yeah, I would never really have thought of it that way, that even without mental illness, you could be not in a good spot and maybe getting worse.
Exactly.
Interesting. Thank you so much, Kimberly. We'll continue again next week as we talk about flourishing versus languishing. Eckertcenter.com, the place that people can book an appointment.
That's right. And we have an amazing team. I am so thrilled at the three new people that God has brought to our team. They are fantastic. And I really encourage you to check out our team members at EckertCenter.com. Click the appointment tab and you can see the photos of everyone and read their bios and choose the best therapist that fits your needs and style to help you or someone you love flourish.
Thank you very much for that, Kimberly. Parenting Moments every Wednesday here on Shine FM. Of course, you can listen in the podcast section at EckertCenter.com anytime. And you can also check out our website, ShineFM.com, on the contest page. Your chance to win a free initial visit. Thanks for those, Kimberly. And we'll chat again next Wednesday.
That's great, Mike. Thank you so much.